Okay, it's moving. Looks looks good.
Yes.
Okay, so we'll begin, and hopefully it's on. If somebody comes in after, they'll check it. Let's see what. Right now we have to start. Okay, we're a little late, but let's begin. Daf Nun Hey in Maseches Nedarim. Top of the Yomud says the Mishnah. Hanodim and Adagon also bepula mitzri. Somebody is noder from Dagon, from we would have translated it as wheat. But if somebody says Dagon also bepula mitzri, the Tanakama holds bepula mitzri yavesh divir b'meir. Rabbi Meir holds that he is usur even in dry Egyptian beans. Why? Because the rod explains, because when somebody says Dagon, maybe they don't mean Dagon wheat, but they mean anything that is put into piles. Midi de midgin. Midgin means piled up, so therefore even things other than wheat are piled up, and therefore that's what's included in your lashon, says Rabbi Meir. Chacham say no, you're only usur in the five types of grain, as it says in the first Mishnah, Maseches Chal, types of grain, wheat, spelt, barley, oats, and rye. So the five types of, that's the Chachamim, that's what it means by Dagon. Why do the Chachamim say it's limited? So either the Ritva says, Ritva is two deos, either because people, when they say Dagon, they only have in mind the wheat. That's with the Pashtus. So, Kari Inchi Dagon Eloha. Or, Inami Demistama Hai Gavram Benidre Lalashin Torah Ichavein. It must be that this man has the Lashon of the Torah on his mind. Why? The footnotes here, and they explains the Ritva, that if somebody uses an unusual type of Lashon that is only found in the Torah, so then maybe you go by Lashon HaTorah, because it isn't Lashon B'nai Adam. So Lashon B'nai Adam, if you use a word that's usually used. But if you only use a word that's unusual, ein Lashon Murgah B'lishna D'B'nai Adam Kol Kach, so that's why you could say that he was Mechavid for Lashon HaTorah. Okay, so that's the Machlokas between the Tanakama and the Chachamim. What exactly is included in Dagon? Rabbi Meir Omer, Hanodim and HaTvua, but Rabbi Meir says, though, that if you're noted from Tvua, that he admits, Eino Asr Elam HaMesh Saminim. Dagon might include everything, but Rabbi Meir admits that Tvua only includes the five types of grain. Aval Hanodim and HaDagon Asr Bakol. But Dagon, as I said, says Rabbi Meir, as Asr, everything that's Bidgan. Umutter Beperis Ilan Ubiyarak, but even if you say Dagon, fruit and vegetables are not included because those aren't brought into piles, so they're put into baskets. They're taken in by other types of other ways. So therefore, they're not included in Dagon. Gemara Lameimra, is this to tell me the Dagon called Midgan Mashma? Rabbi Meir seems to hold that Dagon means anything that is put into piles called a Midgan. So Batsav Rav Yosef, is that true? We have a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. The pasuk says V'chifrotz Hadavar. When the thing became spread, what is this talking about? So the Ron explains that in the times of Chizkiyahu HaMelech, people were not zaris, they were not careful in giving trumas and maaseris. So therefore Chizkiyahu got up and made a takana that everyone should bring all their trumas and maaseris to the Beis HaMikdash. New law. Really, it's not needed. Really, the law is that you give your truma to the Kohen and your maaser reaches to the Levi. But he made a new law that trumas and maasers are brought to the Beis HaMikdash so people would be more nizhar in it. So when the takana started to catch on, uchefrotz hadavar, hirbu b'nei Yisrael, reishes, b'nei Yisrael brought a lot of reishes, dagan, tirosh v'yitzhar, they brought a lot of dagan, tirosh v'yitzhar, wheat and wine and oil, v'chol tvua sadeh, and all the tvua of the sadeh, it adds on the word on the side, umaiser hakol larov, v'gomer. So it says, what does the pasuk say? You see, it's listed separately in the pasuk is Dagon and other things. Tiro, Yitzhar, Tvua, separately. So v'i amr Dagon called the Midgan Damashba. If you say Dagon is everything that is Midgan, Mike wrote a davar here, but how do you read the pasuk? The pasuk has a whole list. So why would the pasuk have the extra items on the list? The extra phrase of Chol Tvua Sada, if that's included in the first word of Dagon. So doesn't that approve against Rabbi Meir? The Rashba just notes, what do we bring in a kasha from a pasuk on a Mishnah in Nedarim? Right? You always say Lashon Bnei Adam. So according to Rabbi Meir, especially Dagon, Rabbi Meir says everything's included. So why is there a kasha from Divrei Yamim? It's a pasuk. Ask the Rashba. So says the Rashba, V'yim Torah Mai Kushya, Rabbi Lo Polga Dagon Daraisa, only on what people mean. V'yishlomar, maybe Divrei Hayamim is different. The way this pasuk is written, it sounds like it's written in Lashon B'nai Adam. Dehakra lo b'lashon Torah mishtoi, ela b'lashon am haaretz. So it sounds like that the pasuk, I don't know if he's saying this is fundamentally Divrei Hayamim is different, or maybe specifically here, but either way, this is a different type of lashon and Divrei Hayamim, therefore you can't ask the kasha on Rabbi Meir. Again, so the kasha is, how could Rabbi Meir say that Dagon in the Mishnah includes everything? You see in the pasuk here, it does not include Tfuah Sadeh, because that's listed separately. So Amar Abaya, La'asuye Peros Ilan Vayarak. No, that extra phrase is there just to include, you're right, Tfuah Dagon in the first line of the pasuk includes everything. What is Tfuah's Hasada including at the end of the pasuk? That's including peros, ilan, and yarak, fruits and vegetables. That's what that's including. Okay. Peros, ilan, v'yarak. We're talking about trumas and maisers. Fruits and vegetables. Is that brought for trumas and maisers? So we have to review here for a moment the machlokas rishonim about what's included in trumas and maisers in general. So first of all, the Shizma Kubet says here on Ardaf notes that when the Gemara here says, what did they bring? They even brought the fruit and the vegetables. Says the Shita, B'Shem Rabbeinu Yitzchak, Shenire lo dahai shinu yola davka. Don't take this answer so seriously. El ravcha de milsa. Doesn't really mean it literally that they brought these peros, ilan, v'yarakos. Why? Because nobody holds, says the Shita. De lo matzinu shum tana de mechayev b'maiser de oraisa. Ela b'chamesha saminim dagan tirish v'yitzar. You'll only find there's no shita out there, says the Shibukubetzes, that chiv trumas and maisers is anything other than dagon tirosh v'yitzar, wheat and olives and grapes, or oil and wine. Says the shita, there's no other shita. So what does this gemara mean? Giving pshat on the pasuk that they brought other fruits and vegetables. Ela ikir tirutza. What it really means is lashon b'nei adam. That's what it really means as an answer. Kachwar Lataris, Lashon Torah Lachud, Lashon Nadarim Lachud. Exactly, the Rashba's Kasha on the question of the Gemara, that's exactly the answer, says the Shita B'Kubatzis. That's how the Shita reads this Gemara. But, and this is the Shita, who else holds this way? That Trumas and Maisers are only limited to Dagon Tirish V'Yitzar. This is Rashi and Tosas all over Shas. Rashi and Tosas in Kiddushin and in other places, they hold all over that Trumas U'Maisers Mita O'Raisa is only by Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar. That is their Shita, and that's the Shita of Rov Rishonim. And that's the Shita of the Ramban as well. The Ramban on the Pasuk Asur Ta'aser in Parshas Re'eh, the Ramban says, Avala mitzvah b'chumus u'maisres b'chol makom hein Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar. That's it. Upirish Dagon chameshes haminim yiduin b'tua. Dagon means the five grains. Upirish tirosh yayin, yitzar shemen, v'ein min acher b'chol azroin, u'b'chol peros ilan chayav min ha-Torah, lo b'trumas v'lo b'maisres. He says that if you find any other sources, they're mistaken. Zehu mutes, of all, they're misbayer. And if you look in the Gemara, it's even more limited. Afilu zesim v'anavim, even olives and grapes, their maiser is drabanan, only wine and oil. So it's very limited. And then he adds on, V'tiyeh bazenizar, be careful, shekfar ta'u bo gedoli ha-machabrim. Because the gedoli ha-machabrim, says the Ramban, has already been mistaken. Who obviously is he referring to? He's referring to the Rambam. The Rambam holds that all fruit are chayiv in trumas and maisers midaraisa. Oranges and apples and lemons, all of them. Here he bought a base of migdash, big nafkamina. According to the Rambam, all fruit are midaraisa chayiv in trumos and maisers. That is the shita of the Rambam, opposite from the different than Rashi and Tosfos. There's a middle shita, which we discussed a couple of weeks ago in a Tuesday night shiur, and that's the shita of the Ravid. The Ravid writes this in the Kos of Shem. The Kos of Shem is a separate sefer of the Ravid, where he comments, the Ravid and the Baal Hamor both lived in Provence, southern France, and they corresponded in a number of different groups of letters. So the Kos of Shem is the Ravid quoting a paragraph of the Baal Hamor, and saying, Kos of Shem, it says there, this, and I'm going to argue. So the whole Sefer is called Kos of Shem, because it's commenting on what the Baal Hamor said. So in the Kos of Shem in Chulin, there's only three pieces, on all Maseches Chulin. So there, he comments on the Baal Hamor. We don't have to get into what the Baal Hamor says. But the Ravid has a middle approach. He holds fundamentally like Rashi and Tosfos, that only Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar is Chayiv Midaraisa, and that's the only real Truma, and you're Chayiv Misa B'Dei Shemayim, for a Zar eating it, only that. But, says the Ravid, if you are mafrish by other fruits, it is recognized on a daraisa level. Meaning there is a kiyum de oraisa to be mafresh by other fruit. There's no chiyuv. The chiyuv is only by dog atirish v'yitzar. Like Rashi and Tosfos said. And that's only, you only chayiv misa if you eat that. El al shumas dog atirish v'yitzar. V'al tevel shalahem. But, even though you're not chayiv in a Torah, im kara aleim shame, yesh aleim kedushas truma min a Torah. Right, if I go over to a chair and say, this is truma from all my chairs, there's no kedushas truma on that. If I go over to my, you know, anything that's totally not, my bottle of soda, that's not, can't be truma. But if I go over to my oranges and apples, even though you don't have to, says the Ravid, that is recognized mita oraisa. So you have Rashi and Tosfos, only daga tirish v'yitzar. You have the Rambam, all fruit is chayiv d'oraisa. The Ravid is in the middle. I agree that only daga tirish v'yitzar are obligated, but the Torah recognizes, you could volunteer, you could, Torah recognizes trumas and maaseris even from other fruit. Dagon means includes all five, and then tirus v'yitzar are the other are wine and oil. There are other, yeah.
When it says that it's recognized, means that once you set it aside,
meaning it has the status of truma. There's a mitzvah d'oraisa for the kohen to eat it. He's going to make a bracha asher kadosh b'zvanu lechol's a truma on that. You're just not chayav misa if a non kohen eats it. He's not chayav misa. That far the Ravid won't go, but otherwise everything else will fit in. Yeah. No, not the other minim. Just make sure we're okay here. Yeah. The Mishnais, those are all, right, those are all, I mean, different shiurim about when, midrabanan, they would say. Right. Midrabanan, they would say all those Mishnais about different stages of the fruit of the Rabbanan, because only dog and tears v'yitz. There are other shitos, those are the general shitos. There's Rashi, Tosfos versus the Rambam with the Ravid in the middle. There are other unique shitos. For example, the Uraim and the Smag. The Uraim and the Smag say that really they agree with Rashi and Tosfos. Dagat Hirsh V'Yitzar by Truma. But Meiser Sheni is all fruit. The Bachalik, Meiser Sheni and other items. Dagat Hirsh V'Yitzar, really Rashi and Tosfos are right. Only Dagat Hirsh V'Yitzar. But Meiser Sheni is different. Meiser Sheni, it's yourself, you have to bring it up to Yerushalayim. Meiser Sheni includes all fruit like the Rambam. Okay, you have to look into the Uraim, exactly what the reason is. That's one. Then you have, okay, we'll stop here. That's other unusual shitas. The Ritva has the opposite of the Uraim and Bamatsia, but those are different shitas. Anyway, they're all going to have to figure out how to read this Gemara, because the Gemara says, based on the Pasuk of Divrei Hayamim, that included in Tfuas HaSadeh are fruits and vegetables. Vegetables, everybody agrees, Durabanan. So Yurakos, there's no Shaila. Yurakos, everybody agrees, Maisa Yarak is Durabanan. So that obviously cannot be reread; has to be lav dafka. But or maybe they just brought it because they wanted to. But either way, the Pirusi Elon line, you have to figure out how all the Rishonim read it according to their respective shita. Okay, two dots. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Meir Omer Hanoder Min HaTevua VeGachulu. So the second half of the Mishnah said, Rabbi Meir holds if you make a nether from Tevua, so then Rabbi Meir agrees only the five minim are included. Dagon might include everything, but Tvua only includes the five minim. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hakol Modim Benodim and Atvua Shein Atzer Ela B'Chabeishas Minim. Right, everybody agrees, says Rabbi Yochanan, that if you know from Tvua, only the five minim are included. Tani Nami Hachi. The Brisa also says Vishavin the Bachi is in Benodim and Atvua. Both Rabbi Meir and the Chacham agree if you know from Tvua Shein Atzer Ela B'Heminim Me'Aminim. So Pshita, what's the Chiddush? Obviously, you see that in the Mishnah. Nobody argues on that. So it's obvious that that's what's included in Tvua. So Ma'od Tema Tvua Kol Mili Mashma. No, you might say Tvua includes other things as well. Right, Tvua is Lav Dafka, the five Minim. So you might say Tvua includes more. Kamashmal, and we'll see why this is in a minute. Kamashmalon, Delo Mashma Kol Mili. Kamashmalon, that Tvua is not so inclusive. Period. Masav Rav Yosef v'chifrotz adavar here b'bnei Yisrael v'chulu. But didn't we just say earlier, Pshat in the Pasuk, what does Tfuah mean in the earlier Pasuk? Fruits and vegetables, we just said includes. So how can you say Tfuah only includes the five Minim? So where it says Amar Rava, no. Tfuah l'chud, Tfuah sada l'chud. The Pasuk said Tfuah sada. Tfuah sada might include more. But Stam Tfuah, that only includes the five grades. Period. Next story. Bar Mar Shmuel Pakid Doles Nahon Tlaser Alfi Zuzi Larava Min Awalta Denar Panya. Bar Mar Shmuel was Mitzave, the Mafari says, Bitzavaso, in his will. He wrote in his will to give 13,000 Zuz worth of assets to Rava from his alalta. From his alalta in Harpanya. So what exactly does alalta mean? Alalta is the targum for tvua. Alalta is the targum for tvua. So Rav is, though, unclear what exactly did Bar Shmuel mean. Rav wants to collect. He's the recipient. So Shalcha Rav al-Kabed Rav Yosef. Alalta Yechei Mikri. So yes, he says a letter to Rav Yosef. What exactly is alalta? I want to know exactly what I'm allowed to collect from. So Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef answers Rava. Masizidi, what do you mean? It's a brisa. See, on the side it says basnisa. V'shavim b'nodim in a tvua she'inatzu elam v'chamesh z'aminim. Right, we say that if you know that from tvua, only the five minim are included. And tvua, the targum of tvua is alalta. So alalta also, Rav Yosef is saying, is only the five minim. Abaya, who also was there when Rav Yosef got the letter, said, one minute, that's not true. Tvua lo mashma l'chamesh z'aminim. Fine, tvua is only the five minim. Alalta kol mili mashma. No, alalta includes even more. Alalta includes even more, and that was the chiddush earlier, to tell you that tvua only includes the five minim. Alalta is more inclusive, even though it's the targum of the word, it includes more. So again, Rava sent the question to Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, only five, and Abai says, no, it includes even more. Ajula kabe de Rava. So now Rava got the message back that Rav Yosef, that Abai said it includes even more. So Amar, so he sends back a second letter. He said, "Oh, look at me, Bailey. I wasn't asking that kasha. The alalta kamili mashma. I knew that. I knew what alalta meant. But hada hu kamili Bailey. This was really my question. I know beikaro that alalta is more inclusive, but I wanted to know how inclusive is it. Schar batim v'sar sfinos mine. I know that Bar Mar Shmuel has boats and houses that he rents out. Could I take that rent? Is that also alalta? What's the safek? My." Mi amrinan kivan de pachson lav alalta hi. Do I say tvua and the other alalta items are items that go up in value, but boats and houses, right? The second you use it, it depreciates. Every moment you use it, it goes down a little bit in value. Every time you live in a house, it goes down a little bit. So Rashi, the Mefari says shem mischasrin kolzman shem misyashnim. Every moment is depreciating. So maybe the rental of these items is not included in alalta, because alalta has to be only the where I make money, where he makes money. O Dilma, or do I say no? Kivan zelo yadia pachsayu alalta hi. Or do I say no? Because the depreciation of these items is so slight, so unnoticeable, so that's not included. It is included in alalta. That was the question that Rava really had. So he says that. So he sends back the letter. That was really my problem. Amru Rabbanan Kamei Rav Yosef. So the Rabbanan came back and said this in front of Rav Yosef. Amar, and Rav Yosef got very upset. Really got very upset. What, he doesn't need us? So why did he send us back the letter? So Ikpid. So Rav Yosef got very upset about something. Not 100% clear what he was upset about. So you might say Pashtus. And that is, right, so you ask a posting a question, and the posting gives you an answer, so you say to the posting, oh, I knew that, come on, this is what I'm asking. So it's kind of like derogatory to the posting. What do you mean, you ask me a question, I'm answering you, so what do you say, I knew that already. So that might be pashtus, what he might mean. The Shamsian Balacha just clarifies it a little bit more. He says that, no, that when you ask a shayla, you have to be very specific. You have to be very clear in your shayla. So what are you asking me a shayla for that's so general if you know the answer to the general? Is this also included in alalta? You asked what alalta meant. I told you what alalta means. Says Hashem Sanim Alacha. Nirul Rav Yosef, Shahayah Shalach Lolo Bachno. So Rav Yosef might have even felt that Rav was sending just to test him. Does he know what alalta means? De'im Shalach Lo Asha'elo Kadeshi Yavarlo. If he really wanted to know the answer, Mitchila Hayo Lavar Sheila. So he should have been more clear. Why? And he quotes the line, the she'elas chacham chasi tshuva. Right, the question is already half the answer. And you have to know, you have to ask a specific question. Since he didn't do that, so Rav Yosef might have thought that he was testing it. Anyway, so he got very upset. So the question, as we'll see in Gemara, is never answered. And the Ryan's going to talk about what the halach is. But the question is never answered. So he just got upset. So Shama Rava heard that Rav Yosef was upset at him. The asal akamid mal yom tikipure. So what did he do? On Erev Yom Kippur, he said, you know what? I better go ask Mechila. I better go see if everything's okay. Why Erev Yom Kippur? So we all know, the Shilu Gubetzes here quotes it, that Erev Yom Kippur is only Mechaper for Averos ben Adam la Makom. Not ben Adam la Chaver, you have to go ask Mechila. This is one of the sources. Says the Shita. You look in the Gra in Arachayim in Simon Tuf Reish Vav, where the Shulchan Aruch says this halacha that Yom Kippur is not mechaper for Averis ben Adam Chaver. The Gra quotes this Gemara. The Gra quotes this Gemara as a raya that this is what you have to do on Erev Yom Kippur. You have to go and ask mechila. Speaking of Erev Yom Kippur, you can't forget the story that we had on the second to last blot in Maseches Yuma. I think this was a Shabbos, so I didn't get to talk about it. But the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Pei Zayin, bottom of Amud Aleph. Reb Zera, no, Rav. Rav, I really most about the Yehu Tavcha. Rav had a machlokes with a butcher. What happened? Lo asal kamei, b'mal yom et kippurei. Erev Yom Kippur was coming and going, and the butcher did not come to Rav. And Rav wanted to help him out. It's Yom Kippur. If he doesn't ask me b'chilu, Yom Kippur's not going to help him. You know what? I'm going to go to him. I'm going to help him out. You know, maybe he's busy. Omar ihu ezel anop l'fiyusei bay. So I'm going to go appease him. Paga by Refuda. So Refuda may Rav on the way. Omar le lehecha kazomar. Hey, it's Erev Yom Kippur. Where are you going? I would think you'd be in shul. Where are you going? It's Erev Yom Kippur. Omar le l'fiyusei l'planya. I'm going to appease that so-and-so butcher that wronged me. I'm going to appear, and then he'll ask mechila. Omar, Refuda says, ozel abba l'miktal nafsha. Rav, you're going to kill him. So Rav Huna said, you're going to kill him. So Rav did not get the message. He continued. He went to the butcher. He saw the butcher was chopping meat. And Dali Einech Chazieh, the butcher picked up his eyes and he sees Rav there. Omerle Abba, Abba the nickname of Rav, At Zil, Leslie Mils of Bahada. He says, Rav, get out of here. Bahada de Kapali Reshe, at that moment, the next chop that he did with his knife, is Tamid Garma, a bone from the meat went out. Omachi Bakue Vikatle smashed him in the skull. And the butcher died. End of story. So how did Rav Huna know that the butcher was going to die? He was a Navi. Right? Ask Rav Yitzchak Bluzer. Right? The Kol Fayor. So how did he know? So Rav Yitzchak Bluzer says, no. The pshat is, if you don't ask somebody mechila, that's one level of rishus. But if the person is there, and you don't ask him mechila, that's even worse. If the person is there, and you don't ask mechila. So Rav just made it worse for the butcher. If the butcher didn't ask Mechila, okay, fine, Yom Kippur's not going to work. But now Rav was Mamsi himself. Says if you're so blue, so that's as he made tshuva. Well, we don't do tshuva the whole year, okay, Mela. But Kadosh Baruch Hu is here. As he made tshuva, he comes to us. He said, here, do tshuva for me. I'm here, please do tshuva. So if we don't do it there, that's even worse. That's why he uses this to answer the kasha on the Rambam. The Rambam writes that during Aseret Yimei Tshuva, we know on Rosh Hashanah, the book is closed for many people. Tzadikim, they're finished. Rishayim, they're finished. What's Aseret Yimei Tshuva for? The Beinonim, the ones in the middle. What are the Beinoni? So Rashi says, Mechzos Chuyas Mechzos Avonos, exactly equal. Equal Mitzvos and Averis. So the Rambam writes in Ilchas Tshuva that during Aseret Yimei Tshuva, if you do Tshuva, then you'll be Nechtam L'chayim. Ask the Olam on the Rambam, what do you mean if you do Tshuva? The Rambam should say if you do more Mitzvos than Averis, you'll tip the scale. Why does he specifically say if you do Tshuva? So, says if it's a loser, no. The point is, because if you don't do tshuva, the Ron says you made tshuva, that's going to outweigh everything. Because Hashem's here, like that story that Rav was Mamsi himself to the butcher. So that's Erev Yom Kippur. We have to remember that story whenever it comes up in the Gemara. So here too, so Rav goes to Rav Yosef on Erev Yom Kippur. So he sees, so just to remember, to understand the story, that Rav Yosef was blind. Right? It's going to be an important fact. So Rav Yosef was blind. So Rava walks in, and he sees Rav Yosef's servant preparing wine for him, right? Diluting the wine, as they did in those days. Amar Leh, so Rava says, Havli to Imzig Le'ana. Let me pour the wine for him. Let me pour the wine for him. And then, I want to do this mitzvah. Why, Dafka, did he want to pour the wine for him? You know, out of all the things, let me say hello to him. So the Ben Yoyada says, this is not here, this is in the Ben Yoyada in Erevin. This Gemara appears in Erevin too, if you remember it from back then on Daf and Dalet. Ratzel Lefaiso. Why? Number one, he says, one pshat, he wanted to show him that he wasn't testing him, he was just out for Kavod HaTorah. Torah is Nimshal to Mayim, Torah is Nimshal to Yayin. So he wanted a Dafka do something with Yayin and Mayim in order to show that he was doing it for Kavod HaTorah. He just wanted to know the answer to the question. He wasn't doing it to make him upset. Number one. Okay, and then number two, he says maybe wine and water. Wine symbolizes din, while water symbolizes chesed. So he wanted to mix it to say that your din, that you're upset at me, should be mixed with chesed with the water. So that's another version, that's the second shot of the Ben Yoyada, why exactly he wanted to pour his wine for him. So he pours his wine, Yoyev Leis, he gives it to Rabbi Yosef, the Chamazak Iyu Kisa the Chamra. So he gave it to him, and he, Rava, mixed it. Right, so we're going to have a whole Yaakov and Yitzchak type of story. Kika Shasi, so when Rabbi Yosef was drinking, Amar, right, he says, I call Yaakov, I dime Yosef. Amar, Hadein Mizka, Damil, Mizka, Darava, Brader of Yosef, Rachama. This dilution is exactly like Rava used to dilute it. So he, right, all of a sudden he guessed who it was. How did he know? How did he know? So the Ran quotes, third to last Ran, he quotes the Gemara in Shabbos, Ayin Zayin, that Rava diluted wine different than the other Amorayim. The fourth to last line in the Ran, Kol Chamer Delo Dari Al Chad Tlasa Maya Lav Chamer Hu. Rava did 3/4 water and 1/4 wine. All the other Amoraim did 2/3 and 1/3. Rava did 3/4 and 1/4. So he knew it was a little different. So he says, "Oh, this is like Rava." So Amar Lei, who knew you? You're right. I'm here. So Amar Lei Lo Tesev Akarcha Ta Amar Li Pirusha Ta Hadin Milsa. Don't sit down until you give me pshat on the following pasuk. So, what's he asking Pshat in the Pasuk for? So, we'll see in a minute. What Pasuk? Don't sit down. My Dechsev, what does it mean in the Pasuk in the end of Sefer Bamidbar? Umi Midbar Matana, Umi Matana Nachliel, Umi Nachliel Bamos. But Israel went from Midbar to Matana. These are different stops in the Midbar. Nachliel and Bamos. What does that Pasuk mean? What does that Pasuk mean? Amar Lei says the, why do you have to ask him this Pasuk? As we're going to see, this Pasuk has to do with Anava, with humility. So the Ran and the Mefarish both say he was trying to teach him that you got to be humble, right? You did not act in an unav way, right? That's the last Ran. Mahazir Ravashi Shuffle Ruach Yoser, right? You have to be a shuffle, right? And that's the first wide line of the Mefarish also. So Amalei, so Rava answers, what does it mean? Mi Midbar Matana Kivan Sheosa Adam Es Atzmo Kemidbar. If a person makes himself like a midbar, shehu mufkar lakol, who is open to everyone, like a midbar is open to everyone, so too he's mafkir himself. And the Mefarish explains that he teaches Torah to everyone. He's mafkir, he just gives himself totally like a midbar. Then Torah nitna lo matana, then Torah will be given to him as a matana. That's mi midbar matana. If you lower yourself, midbar, then you'll get Torah as a matana. Shnamar umi midbar matana. That's mi midbar matana. The kiva shenir lo b'matana, and once it's given to you by matana, nachalo kel. And once it's given to you as a matana, Hashem will become your Yerusha, your nachla. Shnamar umi matana nachliel. We'll talk about these. Let's just finish the drasha. The kiva shenachlo kel olul dula. And once Hashem becomes your nachla, then you go up. Right, so you lower yourself, you're going to end up going up. You're going to go look dulash damer uminachli al bamos. You go from the nachl of Hashem to bamos, which is a high plateau. The mikvio atzbo. But if you raise yourself, I'm going to sparkle mashpilo. Then Hashem's going to lower you. Shneamar umi bamos hagai. Right, from the bamos, from the high point hagai, you go to the valley. Ela v'lo od ela sheshokin osel bakarka. But not only that, Hashem's not going to just lower you; but he's going to shove you into the ground. Shokin or some other had the girsa, you see, of shokfin, for the word mashkof, a threshold that you just walk on. Shneamar v'dishkafa al pnei hayishimon. One more line, v'im chozer bo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu magbio. And if you're chozer bo, though, and if you do tshuva and you become an anav again, Hashem will lift you up. Shneamar kol gei yinasei. Every high point will be lifted up. Period. End of story. End of story. So hopefully he got the message that was trying to be brought to him. So again, as we said, why did Rav Yosef ask him to give shout on this pasuk? Because he wanted to be mazer him to be an anav. Why dafka? It says the midbar. You make yourself like dirt of a midbar. What about the dirt in your backyard? Why dafka the dirt of a midbar? So the quoted from the Noam Megadim. Sheyesh hevdil bein afar midbar la afar yishuv. There's difference between dirt in the desert and dirt in the yishuv. Sheafar yishuv. Dirt in your backyard, fine, people step on it, but it's still usable. You can plant in it. You can plant it, something grows. But dirt in a midbar is worthless. Right? You can't plant in it. So there's no melacha of choresh in the midbar, right? Because it's not royal Israel. It has to be royal Israel. Right? So that's why the message of a midbar is dafka, it's totally worthless. Make yourself very, very low. I saw a great ha'ara in the Biurei Hadat, in the Biurei Chasidus L'shas. One volume of Yisha Chasida about, has like Chassidus of Arts on the daf. He quotes here, what do you mean? You have to be mafkir yourself like a midbar? So he says, you understand this based on one of our favorite Rans. Based on the Ran earlier in Adarim on daf Lamed. What does the Ran say there? How does Kiddushin work? A woman is mafkir herself, kemidbar, like Dvar Hefker, and in that way, she's mevatelas daita veritzona, and the Baal comes in. Remember we said, she opens the key, she opens the door, and the Baal takes her. She's mafkir herself. Says the Yismach Yisrael. That's what we have to do to have Kiddushin, to be married and get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to be mafkir ourselves. Tzarech adam lohasir me'atzmo l'salik me'yishuzo kol mini p'niyos v'kavana zaros u'levatel z'yishuzo l'gamre. We have to be mafkir ourselves, mevatel ritzon chatachas b'mkom ritzono, and in that way we can get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want to be married to Hashem, we have to be mafkir ourselves. That's the midbar matana in this case. Another ha'ara. Nahari year, and that is a thought of the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon was once asked, this is in the Pidina Mishulchan Agra on Parshas Chukas, it's the only one on Chukas, that we darshin this pasuk, Minbar Ratan, Betan Achliel, it's all about Talmud Torah, it's all about Torah, about your relationship with Hashem. Right, if you're mafkir yourself in Talmud Torah, Hashem you'll become Hashem's Nachla. But this is only the second half of the pasuk. What does the first half of the pasuk have to do with Torah? What's the first half of the pasuk? Be'er Chafarua Sarim, a well that princes dug, Karua Nedive Am, also dug by the Nedivim, the princes of the nation, Bimechokek Bimishan Osam, and then, etc. So what does the Pasuk have to do with, what does the first half of the Pasuk have to do with Torah? So one of the Talmidim of the Gra asked him. So the Gra, without batting an eyelash, says, oh, the Gemara says it's talking about Torah. Be'er is Torah, right? Water. Ein ma'im ela Torah. So the Be'er chafaruha sarim, you know what this is teaching you? Chafaruha sarim. That's referring to, first he says, we know that there's a Yisachar Zvulun relationship. That not only if somebody learns Torah, do they get the credit, but even somebody who supports Torah. The Masik, last week's Parsha, all the Bali Jewish on the Aron. Now that I take out the Badim, because the Badim support the Aron are the learners, and the Badim are the ones that support the learners. So says the Gra, that's what's going on in this Pasik. Be'er is Torah. How do you get to Torah? Two ways. Chafaru Asarim, those are the Sarei HaTorah. And they learn, and they dig, and they get into the secrets of the Torah. That's one way, Chafura Sarim, or Karua Nidive Ha'am. Nidive Ha'am are the princes, the ones who work they make the Parnasa. So that's another way. Hanidivim V'Ha'ashirim, that they're in business, and in that way, they Karua. Karua also is a lashon of Kenyan, the Gemara says. And then those are two ways to get the Torah. B'Mechokek. Mechokek are the ones who are. They make the laws of Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu was called the Mechokek. Mishan Osam, they lean. They help you lean on them, says the Gra. Again, those are the ones that support. So the whole first half of the pasuk is also referring to Torah, explains the Gra. And then we get to the drashas, Midbin Maratana, etc., the rest of our Gemara. Because the Gra works it out that even the first half of the pasuk is referring to Torah. Okay, so now we're up to Amud Beis, top line. The Ran here just points out that our original question was never answered. Whether Schar Batim and Schar Svinas are included. So therefore he says, it must be, we have to go to Chumra. So on the one hand, you can't collect from it. Rava wasn't allowed to collect from it. It's not included in Al-Alta. But if you made a net there, it's included because you go to Chumra in both directions. Okay, Tanya. Says the Braisa. The Tosefta. Another ben Adagan Usur af Pul Mitzri Yaveh Mutabalach. Make a nether from Dagan, your Usur, even in Pul Mitzri, the dry Egyptian bean. Like we said, Dagan means anything that's in piles. Umutabalach, but your mutter in the moist ones, because those aren't piled up. Umutter ba'orez, and your mutter with rice. Pashtus orez, even in the Gemara, means rice. Not 100% according to everyone, but let's say orez, even in Gemara, means rice. And if that's true, Rabbi Kiva Eger asks on this Gemara, he says, I don't know, Ores is Mizonos. Right? We know Ores is the only Mizonos Borei Nefashos, based on the Gemara in Ketz and Mevarchin. So that wouldn't be included in Dagon. Why not? Sarachiyin. Okay, that's his question. So Mutu Ba'ores, Bechilka, Batargez, or Batisni, these are just different ways of cutting your wheat. Cutting it in half, in thirds, in four pieces. Hanodim Ben Peres Hashana, if you make a neder from fruit of the year, Aser Bechol Peres Hashana, your aser in all fruit, but umutter bikadim ubitzlaim. But if you aser peiros hashana, you're obviously mutter in goats and sheep ubachalav ubeitzim and milk and eggs umigoslos and in little birds. But it's in contrast to the following: v'im amar gidule shana alai. Anything that grew this year is aser on me. Usher bekulon. Then you're usher even in animals that grew that year, or even in eggs and milk because that grew that year. Period. The Ran adds on, this is only if you made the nether for a certain amount of time. If you made the nether forever, then it's a nether she'i efshar la'amud bo, so it's not chal. If you say forever, everything gidul shana alai, then it's not chal. That's the Ran's har. Another bin peris ha'aretz, if you make a nether from peris ha'aretz, aser b'chol peris ha'aretz, it's aser, all fruits are aser to you, peris ha'aretz, umutzer b'kameinu pitrios. But mushrooms are mutzer to you, because mushrooms are not called peris ha'aretz. They don't grow from the land. Right? Mushrooms could grow on carpet. Right? If you remember, we once had a leak. I went one time in one of our trailers in a camp, and it started, we had a leak under a window, the mushrooms started growing on the carpet. Right? So I looked at the Gemara, and I'm like, wow, that's exactly what the Gemara says. You make a shahakal on mushrooms. And my wife said, wow, get it out of here. Right? So I don't care about you're so excited about it. You see the Gemara, but it's mushrooms. But that's mushrooms. Mushrooms are not included in Peris Ha'aretz. And the Gemara continues, V'yamamar gidule karkalai, anything that grows related to the ground, aser b'kulon, then you're aser eating the mushrooms. So the Gemara asks, V'ra minu, al davar she'in gidulim in ha'aretz, omer shakal ne'ebed varo. What do you mean? Things that don't grow from the ground, you say shahakol, v'tanya ala melech v'ala zavetz v'ala kamenu pitrios, omer shakol ne'ebed varo. Right? On mushrooms, you say shahakol, so you see it does not grow from the ground. So why should it be included in your neder of gidule karka? So omer abaya, mirbu ravu me'ara, Menuk me avira yanki velo me ara. Yes, it physically can grow from the ground, but its real nourishment comes from the air and not from the ground. So for hilchas nedarim, you could go by what's physically growing from the ground. But for hilchas brachos, you go by what's nourished from the ground, and this is not nourished from the ground. I've aktani al davar she'in gidula min haaretz, but doesn't it say in the Mishnah that this is an example of something that's not nisgala min haaretz? Tni al davar she'in yonik min haaretz. Okay, just clarify it a little more. Shidim Kubetzes here has an important ha'ara where he quotes a question: how could you have a gidule karka discussion here, asking from one context in halacha to another one? What about hilchas Shabbos? You find sometimes that even animals are called gidule karka. So the Shita just answers, which is a davar pasha, which you have to say every context in halacha has a different definition of gidule karka. For example, Hilcha, he doesn't quote this, but Hilcha Shabbos. We know for Hilcha Shabbos, Ein Disha Ela B'gidule Karka. The Malacha of Disha only applies to B'gidule Karka. The Rambam says, included in Disha is milking an animal. Milking a cow. Right, that's also included in Disha. That's an Issa Daraisa. But what do you mean? It's only about G'dule Karka. So you look at the Mepharshim there, their G'dule Karka includes animals. It only excludes fish. That's the only one it excludes. They don't grow from the ground. Animals live off the ground. That's good enough. So again, every context, Hilchas Brachas, Hilchas Adarim, Hilchas Shabbos, you have to look at differently in terms of your definition. Okay, Mishnah. Hanodim and Aksus, if you make a neder from clothing. So mutter, besak, ubiriya, ubachamila. You're allowed to cover yourself with these materials. They're harsh, and you don't usually make begotim out of these materials. The Ritva therefore says, even if you do make clothing out of these materials, it's still mutter, because we can assume that you didn't have it in mind. Not everyone might agree to that, but that's the Ritva Sahara here, that even if you do make the begadim, it's still going to be mutter. Omar, konam semer, ola alai, but if you say, semer is usher to go up on me, wool. Mutulis kasas begizei semer, you still let to use strands of wool, because we assume you meant clothing. Pishton, ola alai, flax is not allowed to go up on me, mutulis kasas begizei semer, pishton, so you're allowed to just put pieces of flax on you. We assume you mean clothing. Rabbi Yehuda, omar, kolofia, no der. Rabbi Yehuda says you have to look at the context, look at the specific situation. Ton vihizia, let's say he's carrying a heavy load and he's schwitzing by a reichel kasha and it stinks. Amar konim semru pishtim hololai, and he says, oh, this is usur to me, I don't want to carry this anymore. So then mutilus kasos, then you can assume that he doesn't mind wearing the stuff. He doesn't want to schlep it. So you have to look at the context, says Rabbi Yehuda. Tanya, if you know they're from ksus clothing, it's mutter with these materials, v'asur, but you're usur with all these, with the following, all types of clothing. Usur b'punta, psikya, b'sukarta, b'katavlayo, b'anpilyo, uplinya, u'mechnasayim, b'kova. All these things are different types of clothing and belts, the Ron explains, and mechnasayim, pants, v'kova. Oh, parsha Shavua. Pasha Tetzaveh, Big Day Kahuna, the Mitmasayim, one of the eight Big Day Kahuna, so Mitmasayim and Kova. So Mai is Kurti. What is this Kurti? The Gemara is just bothered by that one. Amar Rabbachana, Kituna Tetzila, it's a leather shirt. Fine. Tanya, once we're talking about clothing, we talk a little bit about Hilchas Shabbos. Without an Eruv, Yotzin Bisak Ove, you could go out with thick sackcloth on you, that's considered clothing, that's batel to you. U Bisagus Ove, a thick blanket, ubi yirio b'chamila, meaning if all these are wrapped on you, that's not called a masa. Why? Mipnei hagashamim, because you could, many people sometimes wrap it around them in order to protect them from the rain, so therefore it's not called a masa. Avalo b'teva, you can't put a box on your head, velo b'kupa, or a basket, velo b'machatzelas, or a mat, mipnei hagashamim. You're right, it's protecting you, but that's extra. And if it's not an Erev, without an Erev, it is called carrying. Haroim yotzin besakim, shepherds could go out in their sacks, velo roim bilvan amru, not only shepherds, elo kol adam shadurachacham behove. Everyone, not only shepherds, but dibrachacham behove, the Chacham just talk about shepherds, because that's who usually do it. Says the Shalom Zeran Balacha here. Interesting. So only roim normally use sack, but once the roim use it, then it's mutter for everybody. Says the Shalom Zeran Balacha, maybe I have a heter here to a big discussion in the postkim. Let's say you're in a place without an Erev, and you want to put a plastic on your hat. They make these plastics to go right on top of a hat. So if there's an Erev, there's no problem. But if there's no Erev, are you allowed to wear those? So some postkim suggest, Rav Moshe has three tshuvas about it, where he's machmir. He says, no, because those covers are just to protect the hat. That's not clothing for you. So that's extra. If it's a big piece of clothing that covers you or use it to protect yourself, fine. But those are mamish put on to fit. They put on to fit the hat, to protect the hat. Says Rav Moshe, that's a davar masa, and you can't wear that, says Rav Moshe, in a place without an Erev. That's Rav Moshe, and there's a big discussion. The Chalkas Yaakov, the Menchas Yitzchak are matirim, and Rav Moshe is machmir. So says Shem said about Lacha, just one svar lahakel. Let's say you're wearing a straw hat. If you're wearing a straw hat, so then you would put that on not just to protect the hat, because it's going to go through. It's going to go in. It's going to go through the hat onto you. So it says, maybe we could say, just like it's not a masa on a straw hat, because there it's used to protect you, so then already doesn't have the status of a masa. Just like here. So once the roim wear it, then it's normal for them, so to everybody. So he gives that as a svara lahakel. That's in Sharm Sena Balacha in Hilcha Shabbos. Siman Pei Daleth. Let's finish up. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hakolafia Noder, Vechula. Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah, you have to go based on the context. Tanya, the Tosefta says, Ketzar Rabbi Yehuda, Hakolafia Noder. What does that mean? Hoyalovish Semer, the Heitzar. Let's say he's wearing a woolen coat, and he's schwitzing, and it itches him. V'amar Konim Semer, Ololai, and he says, I don't want to, I aser wool, aser lobosh. And obviously, just the aser doesn't want to wear it. That's bothering him. Umutu litum, but he could carry it. Hoyaton, Pishta, V'yizia. But if he's schlepping on his back, flax, and he's schwitzing, I aser flax, so then mutalubosh vaser litos. Then he can wear it. He can't carry it because you can tell based on the context. The Ran suggests, even though it's not doesn't seem that you have to say that, the Ran suggests that the Mishnah and the Tosefta are arguing. It's not the same exact Rabbi Yehuda. They argue. The difference is what happens if it's not muchrach either way. You're just walking and you make a neder that flax is aser. So for sure that's going to be aser to wear. Is it also aser to carry? Without knowing either way, the Ran says that's a machlokas between the Mishnah and the Brisa. The Mishnah would say no, and the Brisa would say yes, it's even usher to carry if it's not mukra. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and B'ez Hashem, we will continue. Hope the tape worked. This is the Rabbinun's first time.